שלום, אנחנו לומדים את מאמר החירות של בעל הסולם.
We're reading of Freedom by בעל הסולם. Title, Free Choice. You can ask questions during the lesson, and you can find the article on Kabbalah Media and in the writings of בעל הסולם. Free Choice.
בחירה חופשית. אולם,
However, when we examine these four factors, we find that although our strength is not enough to face the first factor, the source, we still have the ability and free choice to protect ourselves against the other three factors by which the source changes in its individual parts and sometimes in its general part as well. Through habit, which endows it with a second nature, as explained above. The environment is a factor. This protection means that we can always add in the matter of choosing our environment, which are the friends, books, teachers, and so on. It is like a person who inherited a few stalks of wheat from his father. From this small amount, he can grow many dozens of stalks through his choice of the environment for his source, which is fertile soil that contains all the necessary minerals and raw material that nourish the wheat abundantly. There's also the matter of the work of improving the environmental conditions to fit the needs of the plant and the growth, for the wise will do well to choose the best conditions and will succeed, and the fool will take from whatever comes before him and thus turn the sowing to a curse rather than a blessing. Thus, all the praise and spirit depends on the choice of the environment in which to sow the wheat. But once it has been sown, in the selected location, the wheat's absolute shape is determined according to the measure that the environment is capable of providing. So, in this case, with our topic, for it is true that the desire has no freedom. Rather, it is operated by the above four factors, and one is compelled to think and examine, as they suggest, denied of any strength to criticize or change as the wheat that has been sown in its environment. However, there is freedom for the will to initially choose such an environment, such books, and such guides that impart upon him good concepts. If one does not do this, but is willing to enter any environment that appears before him and read any book that falls into his hands, he is bound to fall into a bad environment or waste his time on worthless books which are abundant and more accessible. In consequence, he will be forced into fall concepts that make him sin and condemn. He will certainly be punished not because of his evil thoughts or deeds in which he has no choice, but because he did not choose to be in a good environment, for in this there is definitely choice. Therefore, he who strives to continuously choose a better environment is worthy of praise and reward. But here too, it is not because of his good thoughts or deeds which come to him without his choice, but because of his effort to acquire a good environment which brings him these good thoughts and actions. It is as Rabbi Yehoshua ben Parchia said, make yourself a Rav and buy for yourself a friend.
Questions? None.
Rafat, вы говорили
про хасида.
You talked about Хасидс,
который где-то там в Восточной Европе, да, с вами выезжал.
About some Chassid that traveled
okay.
to in Europe that he wanted to stay in some place. He probably too wanted to have a better environment when he left the place. Or
you can. This is not an example for you. You don't understand what it means to keep the command of the Rav. It's only for a Chassid. Chassid is one who cleaves to someone greater than him and does everything he's told. This is the meaning of chassid. You will not understand it. I just gave an example of what it means to subjugate one's, himself to, with respect to an upper one.
There's always this question that comes up. Choosing an environment. It seems that the source determines the extent to which a person has the inclination.
We're not talking about the source. It's not up to me. We're talking only about free choice from the place a person is at. A person is in a place where he can locate a simple state. I'm in space. There's no one around me. There are 8 billion. It's nothing. Nothing. Do I have in this entire space a small environment by which I can begin to rise on the spiritual degrees? That's it. If I have it, good. If not, then I don't. Everything is space. It's and I look at no one. Whatever's in front of me, it could be heads of state, the strongest of them all, armies, it doesn't matter. It's all big, empty space. If I wish to rise to a spiritual degree, then only with a small group of people that can be my environment. And I will advance according to how much I receive from them, through them, and my connection to them, my subjugation before them. And that's it. Nothing else remains in life outside of that.
About the part of the environment as a place for development, this, my question is, what do you do about the feeling that it feels like integrating with the environment isn't free choice either?
Right. The Creator brings a person to the good fortune, places his hand on it, and says, take it. But afterwards, the effort to be included in the society, to surrender before the society, depends on a person. This is your free choice.
That's the question. Why suddenly there you have free choice? It also depends on what happened in the past.
The past is not important. From the information that exists in you, regardless of past, present, future, it doesn't matter if I was born this way or that, towards you, this is your case. It's your personal case, and in a certain amount of time, under certain conditions, you have to put in a certain amount of effort. That's it. This is your free choice. You did it, good. You did not, then no.
There's a feeling like I'm a puppet on strings here too.
No, in this, at this point, there's no other force working on you except for you.
Can you expand?
There's nothing to expand. Just imagine your state correctly and see that. Without it, we're all animals, and then there's no human in this world. No one is free. And if no one is free, this whole creation is not worthwhile, because what does it have if not free choice? But it just because it exists, it's not considered existence. Without free choice, there is no creation. Creation, bria, means bar from the degree, outside of the degree.
If I don't yet feel it,
then you don't exist. Okay? Meaning in each and every moment in our life, in each moment, There is free choice, and we can locate it, we can increase it, grow it, highlight it, and use it correctly. And the correct use is to connect, to cleave, to be integrated, to lower oneself before the environment, which is a spiritual one. As much as it's spiritual, it might be like with Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, but it has some spiritual tendencies. They yearn for it. And if I subjugate myself to them, then I receive from them not what they are, but what's in them. Meaning, even if they are beginners, let's say you're going to teach a campus, if you know how to lower yourself, subjugate yourself towards them correctly, through them, because they have a certain tendency towards spirituality, then through them as well, you can receive the reforming light. That's how it is.
Rav, the free choice, is that something additional to the four factors that we learned about before?
Yes. Yes. All right. No more questions?
The heading, the necessity to choose a good environment. Now you can understand the words of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, who replied to a person who offered him to live in his town. He would give him millions of gold coins for it. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma answered him, "Even if you give me all the gold and silver and jewels in the world, I will live only in a place of Torah." These words seem inconceivable to our simple mind. For how could he relinquish millions of gold coins for such a small thing as living in a place where there are no disciples of Torah, while he himself was a great sage who needed to learn from no one? Indeed, a mystery. But as we have seen, it is a simple thing and should be observed by each and every one of us. Although everyone has his own source, the forces are revealed openly only through the environment one is in. This is similar to the wheat sown in the ground, whose forces become apparent only through its environment, which is the soil, rain, and sunlight. Thus, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma correctly assumed that if he were to leave the good environment he had chosen and fall into a harmful environment in a city where there is no Torah, not only would his former concepts be compromised, but all the other forces hidden in his source, which he had not yet revealed in action, would remain concealed. This is because they would not be subject to the right environment that would be able to activate them. As we have clarified above, only in the matter of the choice of environment is man's reign over himself measured. And for this, he should receive reward or punishment. Therefore, one must not wonder that a sage such as Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma chose the good and declined the bad, and was not tempted by material or corporeal things, as he deduces there. For when one dies, one does not take with him silver, gold, or jewels, but only Torah and good deeds. And our sages warned, make for yourself a rav and buy for yourself a friend. And there's also the choice of books, as we have mentioned. For only in this is one rebuked or praised, in this choice of the environment. But once he has chosen an environment, he is at his hands as clay in the hands of the potter.
Questions? Everyone understands, everyone agrees, yes? Except for Akoka.
I wanted to ask about the influence of the environment. Does a person have to enter himself under the influence of the environment?
Subjugate. If he puts it in, he can do it as a hero, but if he subjugates himself under the influence, otherwise he shouldn't go in there.
So what is free choice is in his subjugation?
He's looking for a place where he can subjugate himself, where a place where he can get the upper bestowal through the environment.
So this means that without subjugation, he can't receive their influence.
It's not theirs. It's from above. They can be like the group of Rabbi Yossi, small ones, but he subjugates himself. And by this action, by subjugating his ego, he gets through them. He subjugates himself, and through them he gets the upper influence, the light that reforms.
So I'm simply trying to understand whether the environment can influence a person if he himself doesn't do an action towards them, if he doesn't subjugate himself towards them, if can it have any influence on him?
Yeah, to a certain extent, but it's no longer a spiritual action. Yes, there is something. When he's there, he's by their side, and he goes through the process until he subjugates himself in a real systematic way. Subjugating himself every time. Yes, no, working this way. He doesn't understand. Why yes, why no? He doesn't feel how his will to receive is changing. Maybe. Maybe he already feels. Yes.
So we can look at it as the implementation of free choices to the extent one subjugates himself to the environment?
Yes. And to that extent, he gets the light that reforms because he subjugates the ego. You understand? Where else can he practically subjugate his ego? Only with respect to the environment. So immediately, through that same environment, wherever he subjugates the ego, it's as if there is a vacant space made there, and in that same place, he receives the light that reforms. Then he's corrected. The ego becomes corrected to that extent. To the extent that he subjugated himself. Is this clear? Fine. Let's move on.
Ma.
What?
Once again, there's the influence of the environment upon a person and there's the influence of the reforming light on a person. How are they connected?
The influence of the environment over man is out of the light that reforms. It's from the light that reforms. The light comes through the environment to a person to the extent that a person subjugates himself to the environment. He cannot have any connection with the light. You're connected to the people with respect to the environment, the connection between them, their goal, their ideal. If you bend before them, you're willing to surrender, to serve them, you're willing to do everything, to that extent, you lower your ego a little bit. Downwards, even though you're not even able to do that, but you're trying as much as you can. And maybe if it is above what you really can, then the upper light, through the subjugation you have to the environment, it works on that same area you're trying to clear from the ego. A little bit, maybe up 10 grams, as much as you can. And that illumination comes there through the group to you. The group does not feel that. It doesn't feel it. The students of Rabbi Yossi, his friends don't know what he's doing with them. They don't know how through them he gets the upper light. He can get great light through them. And they stay like babies by his side. Just like a mother receives the light of love from the Creator to the baby. Where does that come from? It doesn't just come out of the animal. It all comes from above, all these fulfillments. So that's it. Only this way. And the group here is like a conduit. Just passes it by. To the extent that it makes this conduit, to that extent it works on him. And for each and everyone. That's why it's a free choice. I don't depend on this group. I only depend on my subjugation. But the group has to somehow be a little bit directed towards spirituality. Somehow. Somewhat to agree to it. That's why I said that even when you're in the campus, teaching, you can use it.
Now, practically, how can you add in choosing a better environment each time, not during the lesson? It's like we have Zooms, but let's say we didn't have Zooms. We didn't used to have Zooms. How, now the lesson's over, how do I add all day long in choosing a better environment?
Think about them. How great they are and how much they are connected. And you don't have the connection they have. How envious you are of them. How much you really want to be between them, among them, to really go inside and be with them. Think about it. How you are incapable of it. So you turn to the Creator. Keep on going all the way with this thought. You're turning to the Creator to give you the ability so you can subjugate yourself, so that it'll accept you, so that you can really be like them, etc. And so you will get the light that reforms. But it works exactly in that same line as you subjugate yourself to your friends. You want to go in them, to annul before them, to get that light that reforms in order to connect with them, with this light, in order to reach cooperation, to sanctify everyone with that same light. You're willing to be there for the light to spread in them so that they will enjoy it. They will become the theorists for you. And that's what you present to the Creator. Try to establish such a shape. Yes, Misha.
Hello.
Alright.
But in this description, there also needs to be an awakening of the ego that needs to be before me. It's that matter that the friends, one by one, the way I depict them.
I don't think you should depict them one by one. You should depict them connected together. And I'm not yet connected as they are.
So according to that description, the question is, why can't I depict the 10 of Rabbi Shimon to think that I would want to be between them?
I don't know what that is.
And this I do know, because here it's nevertheless...
This is an emotional picture, and it's before my eyes. It may lead me to all kinds of means of corporeal actions. Maybe I'll bring them a gift, or I'll try to help somehow, to serve them somehow, so that they'll accept me more. Meaning, even means of this world. try.
I'm sorry, Rabbi, it's not clear what the physicality is. What is the matter of subjugation here that's more important, that I have friends, a group of friends in a tent that's mine here in this generation, in this state that I'm sitting here?
Yes.
Or to describe some...
No, because the Creator leads you to the good fortune. Oh, why do you want to be among the students of Rabbi Shimon? What do you understand in them? How can you imagine this? Here and now you have to perform the correction. And without your 10 or 5, it doesn't matter. Without them, you cannot.
Meaning towards those specific friends.
Them only. Yes, Chanoch.
Is the choice of an environment only an action of those who study, or is it an action that also broader groups can do? By, let's say, more openness to our message, to start processing our message, is there a choice of environment? Is there on their behalf there?
Yes. Yes, let's hope. That's how it will happen. Not necessarily among those who study at 3 a.m. It can be in different measures. The main thing is that I'm subjugating myself to this certain environment. 2, 3, 5, or 10 is the best, if it's 10. And I want to reach a state with them that within us the Creator will be revealed and will give Him contentment. We want to be the corrected part of the Shekhinah. Yes?
Does it have to be the Creator?
Who else? My mother? I don't understand.
No, I'll explain. For example, I'm trying to connect it to the previous part of the lesson. Can we come and explain the openness that they have towards connection, that tendency of the people of Israel for connection, as a strengthening of that inclination towards connection?
So instead of the Creator, you could say the good force of creation, instead of the ego, which is the bad force of creation. That doesn't matter. Creation includes this matter. You can say it includes the good force and the bad, evil force.
The tendency for connection from the force of nature.
Yeah, and then we'll enjoy the good force of nature. You don't have to call it the Creator. Or Kadosh Baruch Hu, Elohim, all these names, the Lord, God. Even though, if you explain these things, they may understand that that's the good force, the force of bestowal, and that's it. That's the Creator. There is none other. The force of bestowal. That's it. So, do you see how this thing requires more and more delving in and realization of the free choice? But the main thing is that you communicate during the day, try to awaken this point. How can we use during the day the free choice in each and every state? Yes. Next.
Shlitat ha-sechel al ha-guf.
The mind's control over the body. Some external contemporary sages, after contemplating the above matter and seeing how man's mind is but a fruit that grows out of the events of life, concluded that the mind has no control whatsoever over the body. Rather, only life's events imprinted in the physical tendons of the brain control and activate man. Man's mind is like a mirror reflecting the shapes before it, although the mirror is the carrier of these shapes. It cannot activate or move the shapes reflected in it.
כן, השכל.
So is the mind. Although life's events, in all their manners of cause and effect, are seen as and recognized by the mind is nonetheless utterly incapable of controlling the body, to bring it into motion, meaning to bring it closer to the good or push it away from the bad. This is because the spiritual and the physical are completely remote from one another, and there is no intermediary tool between them to enable the spiritual mind to activate and operate the corporeal body, as has been discussed at length. But where they are smart, they disrupt. Man's imagination uses the mind just as the microscope serves the eyes. Without the microscope, we would not see anything harmful due to its smallness. But once we see the harmful being through this microscope, we distance ourselves from the noxious elements. Thus, it is the microscope that brings man to distance himself from the harm and not the sense, for the sense did not detect the harm doer. And to that extent, the mind fully controls man's body to push it away from bad and pull it toward the good. Thus, in all the places where the attribute of the body fails to recognize the beneficial or the detrimental, it needs only the mind's knowledge. Furthermore, since man knows his mind, which is a true conclusion from life's experiences, he can therefore receive knowledge and understanding from a trusted person and take it as law. Although his life's events have not yet revealed these concepts to him, it's like a person who asks the advice of a doctor and obeys him even though he understands nothing with his own mind. Thus, one uses the mind of others no less than one uses one's own. As we have clarified above, there are two ways for Providence to make certain that man achieves the good final goal, which are the path of suffering and the path of Torah. All the clarity in the path of Torah stems from this. For these clear conceptions that were revealed and recognized after a long chain of events in the lives of the prophets and the men of God, there comes a man who fully utilizes them and benefits from them, as though these concepts were events of his own life. Thus you see that one is exempted from all the ordeals one must experience before he can develop that clear mind by himself. Thus one saves both time and pain. It can be compared to a sick man who does not wish to obey the doctor's orders before he understands by himself how that advice would cure him, and therefore begins to study medicine by himself. He could die of his illness before he learns medicine. So is the path of suffering compared to the path of Torah. Because one who does not believe the concepts that the Torah and prophecy advise him to accept without self-understanding must come to these concepts by himself by following the chain of cause and effect from life's events. These are experiences that greatly rush and can develop the sense of recognition of evil in them, as we have seen without one's choice. But because of one's efforts to acquire a good environment, which leads to these thoughts and actions.
That's the path of suffering already. Questions?
No.
Only one person is lagging behind. Yes?
Rav, the path of suffering is the path of the four factors and free choice is the path of Torah?
Yep.
How does that transition occur? How all of a sudden, if we talk for hours on that four factors, Barasaram brings a little verse, it says free choice.
So why do you need this? No, after this small verse about the free choice, it gives you a huge explanation about whatever you have. You have an environment, that's it. What else do you want? What do you want him to tell you about? If you bend before the right environment, the good one, he who chooses a better environment, he's praised, he succeeds. What else can he tell you?
Systemically, where does the ability in a person awaken to lower himself before the environment, to choose a good environment? Where systemically?
From the point in the heart. Before that, he doesn't feel. It's according to the Rishimo. If you don't have Rishimo, you have no ability. You're like any other animal. You're like a beast. And then it turns out you're living this life as everyone else. Everyone is like a beast. That's what everyone means. And those who want to rise above this level of beasts, it is called chosen few. They want to come closer to the free choice, to realize it, to attain creation on their own, to get to know reality. Well,
this point in the heart, it seemingly is from a different place. It doesn't have anything to do with these four factors.
It has nothing to do with it. It's not from a different place. It's from a higher degree than them. All these four factors are in the level of this world. But you may use them. If you take the point in the heart and you want to use it correctly, so you're using these four factors as well.
The moment the point in the heart awakens in a person and he starts to go on that path, he comes to the group to study and work.
Yes.
In that moment, does he start operating those four factors on his point in the heart? Meaning, does it too have this the process that we described, or does it live?
It lives in the four other factors, the four attributes, the four qualities. In the integration of Malchut and Nehim. Well, that doesn't matter. We'll learn that. But how is that relevant? You have a very simple thing before you. Let everything go. You have a group. This group has somehow some desire to reach the purpose of creation. The more you integrate in them, the more light that reforms you're going to get through them. It will lead you to internally connect to them correctly. Maybe they're not so connected as you attain them to be, and you, in your attainment, you reach contact with the Creator, and they maybe won't reach that same level. But everyone has their own opportunity to do it. That's how the Creator brings a person to this environment, and he says, take it. From this moment on, you can be the boss, to a certain extent, a boss over your destiny. Before that, you're like any other animal. There's no free choice, no calculations here. That's it. With respect to this point, you can be alive or dead. If you use this point in order to integrate in the society, then you're alive in society. If you disconnect from it, there's a verse, dead ones are free. You know, any beast, any animal is free. Can go anywhere, walk around. Yes? What's with you?
Rav, free choice in reception and bestowal, is it the same thing?
I don't get it.
There are two things.
I don't get how can he have a free choice in reception if I have my ego in this reception? My will to receive determines what I want to receive. And free choice can only be under the condition that I rise above my will to receive, and I'm above it in the quality of bestowal. Then it's called that I realize my free choice, meaning to rise above the force of reception. In the force of reception itself, I have no free choice. That's something given to me. That's my nature that determines.
So it's the measure of bestowal that defines the free choice in general.
Yes,
of everything.
Yes, yes. To the extent that I am in the quality of bestowal, the type, the manner of this, and that depends on my reshimo. That determines to what extent I'm in this quality of bestowal. It's according to the reshimo. It's personal. But the degree of the reshimo depends on my effort.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
Not too long ago, you said something very interesting. Maybe you can add to it. That now free choice is standing before a person, and he doesn't decide in that moment, but actually all his preparations that he did, they give him the possibility to make free choice. It's like, I'm not deciding at that moment. It's not right that a person thinks that he's deciding at that moment. Can you add to that something, Rav?
No. It is true, and I said so, because sometimes we perform actions in a certain place and time, and it influences other places and other states. Yeah, I did say that once. That's it? We'll continue? Or you would rather to move on to something else? There are questions in Kiev. Oh, excuse me, Vlad.
Yes, hello, dear Rav. We're talking now about free choice, and also in the first part of the lesson, this book was meant for the fact that people will make the right choice. And now we talked about choosing the nature of bestowal above the nature of reception. We see historically, it was made in an equal way to make this choice, and specifically for the people of Israel. And we also learned that in those periods between the two temples, people were in the attainment of the Creator. If so, why nevertheless, despite the attainment of the Creator, the choice was complex the way it is today? Meaning there was no connection with that second nature.
You just said things that are very complicated. I don't think that all times are equal. That's why they're called the time of exile, the time of redemption. And in every moment you have, what's the difference between all the different moments with respect to us? Only it's only about the free choice that a person receives. We're only judged with respect to the free choice we received from above. Some option to realize it, and we are not. Each and every moment with a person. A person may feel it or not feel it, but each and every moment he has a free choice. Later you may say, I didn't know, I didn't feel it, I was confused, it wasn't the right place I was given, I wasn't in the right mood or anything, I was under some confused influences. That doesn't matter. Nonetheless, It's a free choice. It's as if it exists with respect to each and everyone. Even though it's clear to the Creator if a person used it or didn't use it, the Creator is the general system where the beginning, the end, and the middle are equal, completely equal. The choice is only for this person to realize himself. That's something we have to talk a lot about and to scrutinize and to understand some more, because everything revolves around the free choice. If I don't realize myself at a given time, well, I will nonetheless reach this choice, want it or not. It's only that choice will happen through pressure, through the environment, through other factors. Except for these four factors, other factors will start working on me, not according to my free choice, my factor, rather other factors. And here there's a problem, but to say that free choice exists for everyone, you can say that. It does. Sometimes it's so concealed that a person doesn't feel he has this. When we'll start seeing the truth, we'll see how much before each and every one, everything is open. It's just that people pass by and don't identify it, don't feel it, and they're not impressed. You may say, well, what can you do? You can do nothing. But the system revolves and rolls this way. And as it revolves, each and every one has an opportunity and option to be in this free choice. But again, if we're talking about our matter, this free choice comes through the group that brings the light of the world, or should bring the light of the world, the Jews. This group, according to the Rishimot, it used to be more advanced than everyone else, and they had to bring the light to the world. Instead of that, they all fell, this group fell, and look what it brings to the world. What are they proud about, the Jews, bringing all kinds of human achievements to the world? It should be the opposite. It's the opposite of the right free choice. It's the opposite of what we should bring to the world. It's not that besides that we should. It's the complete opposite. Because by that, we're letting humanity be confused about all kinds of nonsense. We're bringing games about technology or literature or music or all kinds of things. And by that, we're basically, maybe it's a pleasant way, a nice way. That's what people think. But by that, we're detaining the correct advancement. What was so bad about sitting in the cave of Rabbi Shimon and finish the correction there? Must we live inside these blocks and only here can we reach corrections? Meaning, the way we use the free choice is completely wrong. It's the opposite. Meaning, everything revolves around the free choice. That's why to awaken this point inside each and every person is very important. You may change your life. Go ahead. Integrate. Be in the general connection we're trying to build in the whole world. There you will find your angel, meaning the upper force that will pull you forward. Well, there's a lot to talk about here, but all right, so let's move on.
We're continuing under the heading, The Freedom of the Individual. Now we have come to a thorough and accurate understanding of the freedom of the individual. However, this relates only to the first factor, which is the source, which is the first substance of every person. meaning all the characteristics we inherit from our fathers and our forefathers, and by which we differ from each other. This is because even when thousands of people share the same environment in such a way that the other three factors affect all of them equally, you will still not find two people who share even one attribute. This is because each of them has his or her own unique source, which is like the source of the wheat. Although it changes a great deal by the three latter factors, it still retains the preliminary shape of wheat and will never take on the form of another species.
Mm-hmm. This is clear, right? Okay, move on.
The general shape of the progenitor is never lost. So it is that each source that had taken off the preliminary shape of the progenitor and had taken on a new shape as a result of the three factors that were added to it, and which change it significantly, the general shape of the progenitor still remains and will never...
It's the Rishimo, it's the initial fundamental force. Everything else can disappear and come again, but this starting point...
Mm-hmm. And will never assume the shape of another person who resembles him, just as oat will never resemble wheat.
That's from the point of the neshama of Adam Rishon. We call it the root of the soul of the neshama.
This is because each and every source has its own long sequence of generations, comprised of several hundreds of generations, and the source includes the conceptions of them all. However, they are not revealed in it in the same ways they appeared in the ancestors, that is, in the form of ideas, but only as abstract forms. Therefore, they exist in him in the form of abstract forces called tendencies, nature, and instincts, without knowing their reason or why he does that, what he does. Thus, there can never be two people with the same attribute.
Any shilot?
No questions?
Can.
Yes.
Amarta mikodem shebetzem efshar lo'orer et hanekuda bekol adam ve'adam.
You said before that you can actually awaken the point in each and every person, and that anyone can change his life if he incorporates in the general connection that we do in the world.
Yes.
Is that how we will actually become a light to the nations?
That's called Kav Veigul, a line and a circle. We have to build the circle and to awaken the individual by the line, the Kav, until he will see it fit to connect to the Igul, to the circle, to integrate there, to receive the light that reforms, to be the active part. And so everyone will enjoy the circle, 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 and the final correction will occur.
Is that also our message to the general?
I don't think we should explain it to everyone. I explained this to you.
I mean, there's not something that we can go with to the collective and say...
You shouldn't say that. Say things that are nice and comfortable. The main thing is that they'll come closer. And then these big things will only confuse them. You understand what it means to build a circle, that the circle is the final correction and everyone will be in the circle, everyone's equal, the law of the circle, etc. But and the line that means to bring the light of the reforms to each and everyone. It's in the campus you can explain these things. Yes.
Okay, meaning from the collective, from the whole of the public, we need their agreement, their understanding that it's good that it's sweet. Meaning, that's what we can do with them? That it's good that it's sweet?
Yeah, that's always this way.
What is good and sweet? Bestowal?
Ask yourself. Is that okay. It? Someone else there? Vlad, what's with you?
Well, he says that, hence, there would never be two people with the same attribute.
Because they don't suckle. There's this verse, two hairs don't suckle from one root. They don't grow from one root. Each one has his own root.
So all 8 billion people have a different root?
It may be 180 billion. What does it matter? It's one soul dividing to 10 particular sefirot, particular. So what?
And they're all integrated in each other, and each is integrated in everyone? And
Yes. That's how it is, all at all. It's a system, that's it. Is that okay? Okay, everyone knows. No, you have to come every day. And then you can ask in the right way. Otherwise, in one lesson, you're trying to attain what you missed in a whole week.
My source in corporality, I can more or less notice in me these tendencies in me that I received from my progenitors, etc. Can you do such a thing also with the spiritual source? Meaning, I'm looking today inside my point in the heart. I can't discern all kinds of, I have this kind of spiritual discernment or that one or...
What's the spiritual discernment? Maybe this or that. It can only be one if it's spiritual.
There's no like different colors there or shades?
Yeah, but it's straight. It's one on the way when it's revealed. But it's revealed. I don't care what's revealed. But the main thing for me is to go forward. I also have to depict or imagine to myself that what I'm yearning for is the root of my soul. I don't yearn for the Creator. The Creator is something that illuminates and corrects all this light, but what I yearn for is to reach my root, my initial point, the point of Adam Rishon, to integrate there in the right way. That's the yearning of the broken Reshimo, that the light shines upon. That's what it yearns for.
That's exactly where you took the question, yeah. I have a soul of a root, and someone else has a different soul of a root. Today I can't discern at all a difference.
You don't need to discern. What for?
I don't know, maybe to aim myself to it, to the root of my soul?
Yeah, no. You.
Or do I need to do such a thing?
If you want to bestow more than you bestow today, that means you're coming closer to the root of your soul. It's simple. It's the same thing.
When in the process will I be able to discern between my root of the soul and the root of the soul of someone else, or to even recognize my root of soul?
That's even being higher, in a higher degree, higher, more and more, then you'll be able to see. When it's a matter of the tree of life, Etz Chaim, when they come together, when the tens or the individual partsufim join the general partsufim. And from the general partsufim, meaning a higher one, you may start discerning that. And even according to its degree of this partsuf. Okay, I see that today, maybe after reading the book, everyone's... Yes, that's how all these titusim affect you, the antiochos affect you. Where's our professor? Abroad?
Rav, can I ask a question that connects between the first part also of the book?
Oh, you see?
What I want to ask is, the message of the book is, if not together, if we don't go to unity, we get blows and it doesn't succeed.
Yep, that's clear.
And I want to say that it seems very logical, even in our intellect. Maybe what we want to differentiate here, and it seems to, it's right to everyone. Maybe the thing that beyond this we need to strengthen, but, or make it more tangible, that the message that only the Jews or we can define all the way to show everyone the path.
Throughout the entire history, there were people who wanted to reach connection, unity in a logical way, because everyone who has a mind, it's clear to him that through connection you can reach good things, and if you're separated and you have wars, it's a bad thing. Where do wars come from? It's because it's very difficult to reach connection and unity. Why is it so difficult to do it? Let's do it. Aren't we human beings? We're men. Each one has his family, his children. He loves them. He wants to live in peace in his home with his family. What's wrong? How much money do we waste on weapons? Do you know? Is such sums of money, if you add on everything else you spend, it won't be equal to the much you, as much as you spend on wars. How many people are suffering and are killed? Why can't we connect?
I'm assuming that's why you're saying that communists failed, because there's a creator who is creating everything in order to recognize him.
Is standing in the way. The creator is standing in the way. In our scrutiny, we're not putting in this component. It's not just about reaching connection, and that's it. The connection must be with the upper force. And it has to resemble it, identify with it, and attach to it. You can't explain that to everyone if they don't have a point in the heart. That's why there must be a group that realizes these things with a point in the heart, in the connection between them and with the Creator. Israel, the Creator and the Light are one. Then it's called Yashar Kel, Israel. That's how it's aimed. And others may join that already. There, you can tell them it's communism, you can call it whatever you want, the kibbutz, it doesn't matter what you call it. They don't have to know, because anyhow, they don't have this tendency towards that. That's why over there, we're only talking about the good life. And that's what's described in that book. You want good life? Go right ahead. If we connect, we'll be better off. That's clear.
Thank you. That made the connection for me.
That's good. Then the question was in the right spot. Yes.
Rav, most of the world population lives on the degree of animal.
Yes.
And on the degree of animal, as you can see from all the nature programs, there's some male that wants to dominate some other group. That's nature, evolution. Each wants to conquer the other. Power, force.
Yes.
And that's most of the world. You open the news and you can see this everywhere.
Yes.
Now that's the existent situation. Now on the other hand, when there's this animalistic instinct with 7-8 billion people like that, you have to bring them now the knowledge that let's live quietly, let's give that up. Let's give up that inner force that I want to conquer everyone and take over. Let's live in peace and everything will be good.
No, no, no. That's very naive if that's the way you're going to go explain things to people. Rather, what you should do, when do you yourself wake up? It's when there's a general crisis and you have to prepare a group that will lead the correction of the world towards this general crisis. So what you're preparing is, on the one hand, you're preparing a general explanation That starts from the middle of the 20th century, more or less. In our days, it has become something serious. This crisis has prepared the world. It's prepared the Jews in a good and nice way. Everyone thought we've reached something pleasant and good. And all of a sudden, you have a crisis both in the world and among the Jews, and between the world and the Jews. And here we already come to a realization of ourselves as the special group, yes? From this moment on, we're starting to act.
I wish, Rav, but the instinct exists in 8 billion people that are not built for that at the moment.
If they're not built for it, and they won't answer or respond to what you're trying to awaken them, then you'll get more blows to explain better, and they'll get more blows to hear what you're explaining. But it will happen. All in all, we are not accelerating time that much. According to the way things are happening, we see how every day, just as you say in the news, we see what's going on in the world. That's why this is the time. And we'll learn more. We'll get better understanding according to our role and according to our effort in our role. We'll get the understanding, the mind. Well, it's truly the way it is. Suddenly you have more abilities to perceive things and the connections. The main thing is to see the picture on the other hand. It's like, there's something you knit, and from the other side you see how the strings are connecting. That's the main thing, to see how things are happening on the other side. Okay.
Yes. As far as free choice, in the sharing, there's the incorporation of everyone and everyone. The question is, if I implement my free choice, am I helping, not in the form of an example like we talk about the rules of Rabash, but soundly, I, in my internality, do something that's the correct free choice, am I causing my friend, say to Gershon, to make his correct free choice? Is there such a connection wherein my operate my free choice?
You're doing that without talking to him. You may learn, study together, but you shouldn't explain it. The explanation should all come through the 10.
Without talking
too much.
If I do my free choice correct, if I help him without helping him doing his free choice.
Yes, because you're connected together. Tell me, where is Chachamim today? He doesn't feel well, so send regards from me. I'm asking for...
Thank you, Rav.
Sending regards. Yeah, and also send Niv also. We should really think about him. And here I warn everyone. If you don't feel well, go to the emergency room immediately. That's what it is. Why are you paying all this insurance, health insurance? Go use it. No, Rabash was very strict about it. He would run at any chance he had, every time he needed it. When he couldn't, I would drive him to my mother. She would examine him. And he enjoyed it, really enjoyed being examined. Really, it's a wonder. But we have to learn this attitude. What's the secret about it, I cannot yet say. But it's a fact that this is how he behaved. That's it? Yes.
Again, about free choice, when we, the most powerful power of environment is the convention, especially the big convention.
The big convention is more important than the smaller convention because it has to give us a direction, an impulse for the whole year, we can say. The way we should relate from our general Bnei Baruch to the whole world. That's our goal, because that's the problem the Creator places before us. We were not chosen in order to do this small desert convention to take care of ourselves and us and the Creator. Rather, to take care of the connection of all the people in the world with the Creator. And this is why the second convention over here is the symbol, is the beginning of the carrying out, the coming out to the broad world. And I really hope that through the things we're studying now, and we have time until the Congress, we're going to understand these things. In short, I don't think that you will keep on punishing me by not to blame me. Yeah, okay. So you're not going to keep on blaming me that I dedicated so much time to Bulgaria and here disrespecting this. It's going to be okay. Okay. You asked already? Yes.
To continue what was asked earlier in dissemination, when we turn to the broad public.
Yes.
We tell them it's a good life, connect, you'll have a better life, it'll be better for you in life altogether.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we're talking about the broad public.
Yeah, for the broad public. Now, the claim we usually hear against that is that good life is, I need to invest my energy to develop, I'm wiser. It's like personal development.
No, that's all right, but if we do it after the connection between us, all the other things will be like a blessing. If that's the way it is. If we connect and whatever we carry out after that, out of the connection, will be a blessing. If we let go of the connection and we do all kinds of, realize all kinds of other goals, it will be a curse. That's the way it is. One of these two. And every day it will become more and more clear for the world, for us, for everything. Okay? Okay, Cohen, yeah. What?
If I can, I want to ask the world leader to focus its prayers towards the New York group, that today they will take part, to my understanding, in an important action that you've advised yesterday. There's a march across the Brooklyn Bridge, many Jews and many others in support of anti-Semitism. It's like sending an instrument into the heart of a hurricane to extract critical information. Really, we have an opportunity to absorb great hisaron from this situation and do great benefit to the Creator by raising man specifically from this instance. Let's hold our brothers and our friends in New York to be together in strength, in joy, inside of this action, please.
100%. You said it very nicely, and we are with you and the New York group. Become stronger, hold the flag, and hand out brochures if you have, even though it's going to be thousands and thousands. It's not simple, but still, this may be a very good action. All right. Yes. Let's hope they'll hear about you. I don't think it's going to help, but this is an action of connection, getting to get to know you, and it's part of a dissemination action. Will it make things easier? You can be sure it won't. Will it hasten development? That is true. In a bad way, that's also true, but we need that. We need this. That's it. Question is, can we add into this public a kind of a spark of the right kind of understanding what our good future depends on. Well, we'll see. We have to think how to do that. In the meantime, I don't see someone there that is willing to accept this message. But if you do it time after time, as Rabash says, one more bullet will make a hole, and then you can enter. Yes, mister.
At the moment, there are very powerful fires all over Australia.
Fires, yes, and yeah, nature. You are correct, yes.
Do you have something to say about that?
I have nothing to say. We're getting burned here as well. I'm sorry to say, but there's nothing to say. The truth is, I'm not really concerned about Australia. I am sorry to say. I'm not concerned about it that much. Just like the Australians, the way I know them, they don't care about us. So we don't care about them. Even though in general, of course, we do, but specifically, no. Australia, New Zealand, all these places are so indifferent to everyone else. I would say. They're blocked. The heart does not open to care specifically about them, you know, as you think about them. Usually what the Creator does, He evokes troubles, and then a person's heart becomes more sensitive because of the problems, and then He tends to understand problems of someone else as well. That's why these fires are such a kind of a thing that will make them more sensitive to the world. Now, what they should feel is that the world is not so concerned about them, just as they weren't so concerned about the world. They feel good over there. Well, I understand them, but in our times, it won't work as it used to. Yes.
A few updates for today and the week. The Arvut team asked to update that we won't have meetings after every lesson, only twice a week, so that it'll be more organized and sorted. Only twice a week after Monday and Thursday, Israel time, we will have the Arvut team meetings. That's one update. And as far as today, we have the lesson for the world Kli together with you from 5 to 6 in the evening. Afterwards, we have half an hour that's organizational, and we're asking everyone who hears us, it's very important to connect and remain connected, because there's a report from the registration team for the big convention. Everything has to do with coming to Israel from the world, staying here. What happens if a friend wants to stay longer? Where will he stay? All the food, everything. We're going to be presenting it during the organizational half an hour. So it's very important to connect. There will be other surprises, of course. And I wanted to ask, what would you want to focus on during that hour with you? What topic would you want questions to be sent in advance or to be raised?
You have to sort out the questions, but of course it has to be according to the questions groups from all over the world have. If they're close to our line and they're still not clear about something, they should ask. And if you don't have such questions, have questions of second rate.
Is like a certain topic, like the convention, or the book, or a statement?
For me, it's pretty much the same. I don't see the difference. What I see is that the Congress that we, except for the desert, where we concentrate all our forces, but realizing that these forces in the big Congress is, and the book are, they walk hand in hand. So, let's hope that all in all we'll integrate in this message and live in it. It seems to me that we will be successful with God's help. And at this
announcement, first of all, I will say thank you to our TV viewers and good day. A special meeting with Rav Lightman and the groups from the World Kli. We're invited to meet with Rav Lightman today, Sunday, 5 to 6:30 p.m. Israel time on Tzvi Vatova. The World Yeshivat Chavirim today at 6:45 on Sunday. We're inviting all our friends to unite, to connect, and to be together in the World Yeshivat Chavirim. The Fundamentals to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. We are happy to invite you to special acquaintance to the Wisdom of Kabbalah Fundamentals that will take place tomorrow in Afula. Please pay attention. In Afula, entrance is 30 shekels with RSVP and with registration 1-700-509-209 or on the Kabbalah Lam site. We will conclude. Have a good day.
Message from God to stop the war. This is a message from nature. You can be sure. This is a message of love, awakening your soul. This is a message from above. It's time to roll. Thank you.